Fillmore, my wife, and then Stella, who was maybe her sister, and then this one, the younger one now, Queen, that they talk about.
And this one that was down here, I don't know what kin she was to Stella, but they must have been. She might have been a sister.
Well, if you think of anything else about that, be sure and tell me about it. You mentioned the tobacco business, and I knew, you know, a little bit about it, but tell me about the whole business, about how that was done and how much work it was and so forth, growing it and curing it and so forth. I know, well, this isn't burley tobacco. This is, what did you call this kind of tobacco? Flue cure, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Well, in the late fall, you'd plant your sow seeds for your tobacco bed. And then in the spring, you'd set them out in the field. And you had to build crates. Back when we first started, why, of course, it was all with mules. You'd have to build crates and to put the tobacco in. And of course have to hire men to help crop it. Say you'd have three croppers, it was just a matter of how much you had to get.
Mm-hmm.
Four croppers.
Did they generally live on the farm too, or did they just come in to work?
Well, we hired a lot of help from Ray City, and some out close to us on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have croppers, strainers.
Now, what
somebody,
did a cropper do? What did a cropper do?
He cropped off the leaves of tobacco in the field.
Oh, I thought you meant he worked on the crop. His job was to crop off, break off the leaves.
Uh-huh.
I see.
And he'd put them in that crate, and they'd be carried to the barn for the stringers to string it on long sticks, tobacco sticks.
Mm-hmm.
What they were called.
How did they string them on the stick? They punched a hole in the leaf?
No, it has a stem down the center of it, and you take the stem that comes from next to the stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to have someone to put them sticks of tobacco, hang them up in the tobacco barn.
But I don't understand how the leaf would stay on the stick.
Oh, you'd have tobacco twine. We could buy it. Balls of twine that, and you had to put your stick on a, I believe we called them tobacco horses.
Mm-hmm.
Put the stick on that, and then you come here to say this end. And you'd have your thread down here. You'd pull the thread through to this end, and you'd twist the string around the stems of the tobacco. And you could put several hands.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd tie it around the leaf of tobacco and then around the stick.
Well, it would loop around. We'd first tie it on the stick, you know, at the end. And then we'd start looping it around the tobacco.
Sure, and you didn't have to tie it, you just kept it snug.
Uh-huh, and when you'd get a stick filled up, why, you'd tie it at that end around the stick and break it off and be ready to go with another.
Well, then after you got it on the stick, would you just lay it over and wait, or did you have to go hang it up right away?
We usually had a man to tote it right on out of our way and put it up in the barn.
What was he called then? A hanger, maybe, or?
Stick toter.
Stick toter, okay. So there really were three people in this. There was the cropper and the stringer, and then the stick toter who took it on up and...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we'd have from two to, it's just according to how much we wanted to get up in a day.